Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? This is Down to Brass Tacks, 4341790. Hello? Yes, welcome.
Hello, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, ma'am. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. I was trying to get on to the People's Business last night to pose a question to Dr. Anton Best. Now, he is saying that if you are an asthmatic, I don't know if anyone has posed this question yet for the morning, that you should call ahead to the hospital before you go. Now, I don't know if they have really thought this through, because if you are having an asthma attack, there's no time for you to call through. An asthma attack is a very serious ailment, and it can go from 1 to 10 in a matter of minutes. Now, I decided to call the accident and emergency, I think, on Saturday. And I spoke to a nurse, and I posed the same question to her. And she's telling me, yes, you must call through, that if you come there, they're just going to treat you with inhalers. They're going to give you a treatment of inhalers every 15 minutes. Now, if you're having an asthma attack, this isn't going to work. Been treated by inhalers. You go to the accident emergency because you have to be nebulized and nebulized quickly. Now, I don't think that they have thought this through. This is a very dangerous situation to be in. And I wanted to pose this question to Dr. Anton Best. Maybe there should be another clinic that deals with asthmatic. The nurse told me if I don't see what's going on with COVID in the world. I said, yes, but what does this have to do with somebody that is having an acute asthma attack?
Yeah, but ma'am, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Could you guarantee that because the person is having an acute asthma attack that they may not be carrying COVID as well?
No, you can't be. But
so what would you suggest in those circumstances?
But maybe there should be somewhere else, maybe a clinic or whatever, I don't know, that could deal with persons that are having asthma attacks.
Okay. You speak as one who is an asthma sufferer, and therefore...
I am an asthmatic, and I've had very close calls with asthma. You cannot play with asthma. You have to be nebulized quickly. Quickly. You can't play with asthma. You can't play with an asthma attack. And she's saying that they're not going to be nebulizing you. They're going to be treating you with inhalers every 15 minutes.
You think that's inadequate?
Of course it is. You can't do that. Sometimes when you go to the accident emergency, you see asthmatics coming in. They can't even walk. They're fighting for breath. The inhalers at that point do not work.
Did she explain to you why they would go in the direction of inhalers?
Well, she told me, she asked me if I don't see what's going on now with the COVID in the world. I said, yes, I understand that. But what does that have to do with somebody having an asthma attack? Aren't they outfitted in the accident emergency with the masks and the gowns and so forth, where that can protect themselves while they're treated? It really has me at a loss, honestly.
Okay.
And this is nothing to play with. An asthmatic you can die from an asthmatic attack very quickly.
Mm.
Okay.
I understand the dilemma. I really do, but we are, as you can see, it is a situation that is just changing rapidly. Just a few minutes ago, earlier today, the World Health Organization said this: the new coronavirus pandemic is clearly accelerating, but it is still possible to change the trajectory of the outbreak. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who is the chief, said the pandemic is accelerating. It took 67 days from the first reported case to reach the first 100,000 cases, 11 days for the second 100,000 cases, and just 4 days for the third 100,000 cases. But he said, we are not helpless by standards. We can change the trajectory of this pandemic. He also stated that social distancing and staying at home are defensive measures against the pandemic. Did you hear what I said? I am quoting the head of the World Health Organization, who says it is moving very quickly and social distancing and staying at home are defensive measures against this pandemic. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, morning.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I'm calling to discuss an experience that I had, which makes me wonder if Barbadians are either ignorant or being indifferent towards this quarantine. Imagine being in a supermarket and you can hear a lady over her cell phone saying to someone, I have 7 more days to go in my quarantine.
She's in the supermarket.
And she's in the supermarket.
So she's not
and
taking
she's not
it
wearing
seriously.
Gloves. She's not wearing masks. And it's as if this is a party thumb. I'm in the supermarket shopping. There's some people in the supermarket trying to keep the distance. And this is what is happening. It to me, I interpret that as it has to be ignorance, because I cannot believe that an adult female would be so indifferent as to what is happening. And this is only on Saturday, so she would have already known the number of positive cases that we have in the island. Seems to me that perhaps the Ministry of Health needs to do some more work, because if you're on quarantine, you should have been told that you have to stay indoors. Even indoors, you're supposed to be away from the people who live in the house with you.
No, you know, at the end of the day, you go back to where we were at the beginning of this program. It all begins with each and every one of us.
Yes.
And it also requires some measure of social pressure on some of the other people who know what they ought to be doing.
Exactly.
But they decide that they're going to try a thing.
Exactly.
That's what, you know, you have people who are their relatives and their friends who should be asking them, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, why are you doing this? Why are you not only...
You know, the same person she's talking to on the phone should have said to her, I think you better get back home.
Yes, because they have to... everybody has to be aware of why the quarantine is important.
Exactly.
Why, because, you know, many societies, especially these Western societies, have become so liberal and own way. Everybody wants to do their own thing.
Own thing.
All right? That's why the people having spring break parties, coronavirus parties here, there, and everywhere around the world. And then when you're finished and the tests are done, you're discovering that people are emerging from these parties with coronavirus.
Virus, yeah.
All right, because somehow we have been led to believe that, you know, we are immune. We you know, these things don't touch us. We can defy the odds. And you know what? When coronavirus finish, we can have another big fet to say that we survive it. You know? That's how it is. You know, this kind of thinking.
I'm going to tell you something. It is frightening to think that there are so many people who are being this ignorant or indifferent. I look at her as a stupid woman.
Well, but you see, in the case of Barbados, there are many of us who are not taken by surprise. That is the reason why the information, the emphasis on certain things needed to take place before. And we are running the risk of having put the emphasis on the wrong points.
This notion
that only a handful of people are going to get sick by it,
yeah,
has encouraged a whole set of other people to do their irresponsible thing.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. I hope the Ministry of Health, when they're advising these people to go into quarantine, that they stress what quarantine really means. Because she's not even saying she got one more day to go, 7. She's halfway there, and she's in the supermarket full of people on a Saturday.
Well, that is why I told you earlier, the supermarket and the market,
yes,
have been great sources of the spread of this kind of stuff, because you go in there and you let your guard down.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You go and you touch this and you touch that.
And you're touching people too.
Well, you touch people, but the people feel up this and feel up that.
That's even worse.
You know, they put it back, you know.
They put it back, yeah.
They steal grapes from off the shelf. People, you go to buy a pack of grapes and the grapes open.
For them, some God.
And they have gone in there and stolen the grapes.
But you know, throughout the supermarket, there were announcements, intermittent announcements. They were announcing that people stay behind the marked lines on the floor to have to stay the distance.
That's only recently. That's over the last,
yes,
since the weekend.
Happened on Saturday.
Since the weekend.
They were announcing, don't shop with your hands, shop with your eyes. Look. And see what you want. Don't instead of touching everything,
yeah, heard,
take what
I,
you want.
That's
but how
one.
Many people hear it?
Well, I first of all, you have to begin with, how seriously are you taking this matter? If you're not taking it seriously, you can do what you're accustomed doing.
Yeah, you know it and you do what you're accustomed doing.
You know, yeah, and that's part of the problem. How can we get more people to realize that you need to be self-isolating and that sort of thing?
Yeah. And being responsible.
And being responsible. And
so,
there are friends that you may have to visit, you know, one here, one there. And the whole idea when you go into their presence is that you're going to have to exercise the same caution.
Yeah.
You don't want to take it to them. You don't want them to give anything to you. But you're still trying your best not to, according as one friend puts it to me, he says, burying the elderly people alive.
Good dear. I hope that never happens.
That's how he is seeing the thing play out, you know.
It happened before, so you can't say what happened again.
So it's like you're isolating them. You say, well, it is only the older people who are a problem in all of this. So as a result, you're going to have to leave them alone. And there is a need for special efforts to at least reach out to them in one form or the other to say, no, you are not isolated in that way. We are still here for you, but we all need to exercise caution. Not like the older lady that they talked about last week on Friday when they said she was on way, she wanted to do her own thing.
Yeah, I could see that happening too.
It's similar. I live all of my years, 80-something years or 70-something years. I am entitled to do what I want to do at this stage. Who are you to make me a prisoner in my own space?
Yes. Oh, Lord. Never mind.
Yes.
All right, David. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
I hope
for calling.
And people that are in quarantine, that they read up everything. All information is there. Check and see what quarantine really means and that the Ministry of Health really up the game when it comes to advising people to do quarantine or self-quarantine.
You know that Barbados, having made that announcement on Saturday, that we had 8 new cases, learning yesterday that we had 3 additional cases.
Yes.
You know that Barbados is in a position now where the quarantine is not for the people who traveled. It is for the people who live here.
Exactly. But that's a typical example because she's in the supermarket, and if she come up with symptoms, you don't have to wait till you get symptoms to spread it. So here's where everybody's at risk.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And that's only that one person. There are others too, huh?
Yeah.
Who've come
maybe she does not understand that. So I'm hoping that that's the case and not that she's really being stupid.
Well, she might not be sensitive enough.
Yeah, well, that's indifference.
No. Yes. Thank you very much for calling Down to Brass Tacks. It's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the program.
Hey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I got a complaint for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is about light and power.
Okay.
I live in an area you call Henley and St. John. They got a light pole next to my house. The pole was eaten out. I asked Light and Power to come and change the pole. The pole had a street light. This was in 2018. I called the Light and Power every month. And all like, no, they haven't replaced the street light. There is 2 red fruit trees before you get the street light. So you will understand that area is very dark. one by fruit tree on the left, one on the right. Every month, I make sure I call out and power among them. They ask me what is the number. I explain to them.
What's the number?
They change the pole, have not put back the number.
Will they change the pole?
Yeah, of course. But have not put back the number, nor the street light. You know what I ask?
So when you call them, you will say it is the pole without a number.
To my house, they ask the name, our name. I give them the name, them with no report.
Okay, we'll see if we can pass this information on to them, all right?
I got another one for you.
Sure.
The water work. Do you think they got advisors to the minister about water resources?
Clearly they would.
They would?
Yeah.
But you know that our problem is digging water wells. Barbados got water wells. We cannot run out of water. I know you the man who knows.
So you think we have enough water, but you don't have enough wells?
That is the point. That is the point.
Well, I can't say that.
You're the man in school, and you know geography. An island as small as Barbados could never be out water.
An island as small as Barbados should never be without rainfall,
no,
then?
No, without water.
Yeah, but how do you get water?
7/8 of the earth is water. 1/8 is land. And Barbados is just a 14 by 21.
In theory. But if the rain doesn't fall for a considerable period, then what happens?
So all the water in the world won't come, you see.
Oh, but to get water that has been seawater, you have to go through a process.
Springs and things is not seawater. That come up, you see, and purify through the land.
All right, sir. You need a separate session on that. Thank you very much for calling. So a couple of questions here that I believe the authorities need to answer. What measures do we have in place to ensure that persons whose borders are closed to their nationals are not left stranded in Barbados? Are there any protocols to restrict such persons from landing on our shores? That's one. Another is there any update on the date set for the common entrance exam? With the social distancing measures in place, wouldn't that impact the children sitting the exam and parents congregating to support their children at the respective schools? The writer goes on to say that the environment is unsettling for adults, and they believe that the children will definitely be impacted by the current threat of this virus. When will a decision be made on next steps as it relates to the current May date? This is down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi.
How you doing, Anthony here?
I'm okay.
I've been listening to the program for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly obvious that people of Barbados are definitely not taking this seriously. The guy came in the night before and he was coughing, so he was already showing. You don't know if it's a symptom or not. And then he's being combative and doesn't want to move. You know, to me, these people are bordering on criminal, because you could potentially have something that could kill me or kill people around you. And I know you are very cool and calm, but honestly, I'm not panicking. Don't get me wrong. I'm not panicking. But I'm saying that irresponsibility can lead to a lot of death. We've seen it, and it's not something that we have to guess about. We are seeing it happening all over the world. Eventually, if our cases skyrocket out of control, we're going to have to put draconian measures in place. Now, again, the lady that was in the supermarket that is on the phone saying that she is 7 days quarantine, she should have been put out of the market immediately. I mean, at the end of the day, it's nice that the lady called. I would like to know what supermarket it was. And I don't care who is upset about not saying it, but you need to say it. Because if she is bold enough to do that, bold enough to go on the phone where people are going to hear her, right? I mean, at the end of the day, man, you don't want to take it serious, fine. you know, but don't endanger my life. Supermarkets are ground zeros because just like the hospital is screening people that come there, even though they may have all sorts of possible ailments or get hurt or sick, the hospital is turning away people. Yes, we have to eat, but the supermarkets are going to attract everyone sick, well, possibly sick. So, again, we need to take more precautions. I think that the security at these places should be beefed up, and anyone that does something like that, or I mean, even coughing. Now, I heard you say that you shouldn't wear a mask, but at the end of the day, doctors overseas are saying that this thing is spreading so fast. You just made an announcement from the World Health that this thing is spreading quickly. Mm-hmm. And they're actually saying that this may not only be a droplet, but a virus, you know, this may be airborne. They haven't proved it yet. So the best thing to do is to move as if it is, and a mask will help.
Well, you might have missed when I told the caller that if wearing a mask makes that person comfortable, then do so, but adhere to the guidelines.
Understood. But they are also telling you now to move as if you have it and everyone around you has it.
Yes, I told you that. That's
so correct. That means then that you have to be in 100%, as I said, isolation. I've been isolated for 4 days, and I can tell you the truth, for 5 days. Right, but and it's not easy. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? Because you have these urges to, you want to go back to the store to get something to eat. You know, I'm concerned about the drive-throughs. Where I see that the Fed now has curtailed all in restaurant dining. I find it 2 weeks too late. But be that as it may, you know, you can buy food online, but yet still they want you to come in the restaurant to scan the phone. That should be able to be done at the window. You know, things like that need to be adjusted. And then I have one more question for any doctors out there, because I haven't heard anyone ask this question. What about our eyes? I see everyone's covering their mouth and nose for stuff going in and out. Does the liquid in our eyes kill this virus? Has anyone done a test to see if it doesn't go through the eyes? Because your eyes are open. I don't know. I'm asking a question.
I think that we all take our cue on this from the World Health Organization and PAHO.
I understand.
And there has been nothing coming out of all that was experienced in China that indicates that you have to protect your eyes at this stage.
Yeah, but remember when chikungunya was around, you know the advisories on the mosquitoes and how it could be transmitted changed daily.
But that has been, that aspect of it hasn't changed though.
Okay.
We have remained consistent in that regard.
But you know what's amazing is that all the doctors that were working on patients that only had on masks. It's amazing how many doctors died and they only had masks. I'm just saying that. And some of them had good masks and some of them had practically no masks at all because they were just using generic paper masks, what we use. So my question is, again, remember this virus, we are still learning as it goes. Everyone is still learning about this. We don't have a handle on this. We don't know. We don't have the answers to 90% of the questions that we have regarding this virus.
Yeah.
So my point is, it is a possibility that it could. So the same way you just answered that question, but it could also be true that it doesn't go through eyes, and if I know that.
Well, if that were so, then you still have to ask the question: how is it then that, let's say, Wuhan has been able to quell the virus? People have basically started to go back out and that sort of thing, recognizing that the eyes were exposed.
Okay. I understand that. So now Wuhan shut down because they made people shut down.
Made people stay home.
Well, that's right.
Stay home.
So as I said, when do we get that? How many cases do we need?
Don't know.
What stage is that for us?
We don't.
We got two now.
Well,
are we going to add another stage and call it five or six?
No. We have three stages, and the authorities will determine.
Everybody home for everything.
There will be a form of emergency. A state of emergency will be declared, as I remember the next stage. which will mean that essential, I mean, movement would be restricted to essential services and that sort of thing.
Right. Okay, so next last question. How many people have to be infected locally for that to happen? Do we know
I can't
number?
Give you that answer right now. I would have to check the, because there has been an official statement effect on what constitutes stage three. I have to look at it here. But I don't recall that it actually spoke to numbers. But I will have to check it for you. And I will share that with you when I find it. Okay?
And another thing, with the tracing, with them tracing people who have come in contact, because they're doing, you know, they have to find everyone that comes in contact. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to let us, I don't want to know who it is, but to know the areas that people have been, don't you think that the public needs to know as much information as possible so we can make informed decisions?
No, I feel that you have to be very careful with giving the public information about people, because we have attended.
No,
let me make the point.
I just
no,
to
no, no.
The
what am I going to do? We do it with the area. What are I going to do? Stop me from passing Black Rock? You know, it doesn't make.
But that's not a stupid idea.
Why?
But it's not a stupid idea. But it's not. You see, because you see, no idea is stupid. If I choose not to go through Black Rock, I go around the top because we knew that certain people were all I'm saying is it would just be nice.
So you don't really believe that it may be nice for you, but there's another person for whom it is going to induce panic and who may even do something stupid with the panic that it induces. So you can't measure it just by your response alone. You got to look at the wider implications of that. So apart from that, what is the more responsible thing to do? Assume that next door your house.
Right.
Well, that you can move from your house. Assume that all the houses around you are likely to be infected.
Yeah.
And respond and behave in a responsible manner.
Well, I'm already doing that already. I said, you're trying hard. And I said, you know, it takes a lot of willpower, and everyone doesn't have the same level of willpower.
Yeah.
All right.
Just looking here for the stage three. Stage three is increased and sustained transmission in the general population. That does not tell us specifically what that means. It goes on to say here, evidence of widespread locally and health services are overwhelmed. Increase in visits of more than 10%. I just want to make sure that that's the Barbados situation. Right, that's the Barbados situation. At stage three, the cabinet members will be sequestered. Then additional supplementary hospital facilities for moderate cases will be deployed. Mass gatherings would be prohibited. Persons without respiratory distress to self-isolate, and it will be recommended that ill workers will get 5 to 7 days without sick leave form. That's what I see here. But again, I come back to situations where we need to get that kind of interaction sometimes, because you can't do it every day. But at some point, you need that kind of interaction with the people who are at the center of this special unit, which has been set up. Or alternatively, what you can do is just have that rapid response to things that can best be answered by those people. And unfortunately, you may find yourself having to answer the question a couple of times. That's why sometimes it may be useful to write it out or send a voice note so that we can then easily repeat it to somebody who might not have heard it. But these are the ways in which we have to work together to make this happen. All right? Down to brass tacks. Thank you very much. 128. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, hi.
This is my first time recalling.
Yes. Just let me add one more thing about stage three. Stage three will be triggered by what's described here as large clusters of COVID-19 human-to-human spread. Large clusters. So again, that's a determination for the authorities as to when it has reached the point of large clusters. Yes, sir, you're saying. We're with you.